Skyline's new chicken chili is here. Now you can enjoy that legendary Skyline taste with a new protein option. Try Skyline's chicken chili on Waze, Coney's, and all your Skyline favorites. Feeling good. It's Skyline time.
I'm Kirk Herbstreit, and today I'm eating Raising Cane's. I want a solid bench of four chicken fingers, crinkle-cut fries with Texas toast. Now back to you, Todd.
So the usual.
Make Raising Cane's part of your game day lineup.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break, brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America, here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks.
I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Good morning. Happy Monday to you. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hope you enjoyed another full weekend of NFL and college football. Got the rare Dolphins polo one today.
Yeah, what's
rare
going
win,
on there?
Rare win. Farley walks in. Terrell Farley, former great Husker Hall of Famer, big Falcons fan. Was pretty cocky last week about a blowout.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Oh, there's a blowout. His team was on the wrong end, though. 34-10. Take that, Farley. Happy Monday to you.
Take that, Farley.
Yeah, take that,
yeah,
Farley.
Yeah, I forgot that Farley was a big Falcons fan.
Well, he's from Georgia, so he has to be a Falcons fan.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Wow, Jake.
Yeah. I went there. I can't brag very often this year. And so, as I told Bill before the show, he told me the same thing. This probably was a bad thing for Miami to win that football game because of draft position. But the Jets won. So, you kept up pace with them for being bad. There's no more winless teams in the league. So, it wasn't that painful of a win yesterday.
Okay.
We're good.
You're not tanking, though.
They didn't.
Do you want
they weren't
to tank?
Tanking yesterday, that's for sure, unless the Falcons were that bad.
Do you want them to tank?
I kind of want to get out of purgatory and, mediocrity. So.
I don't like that fix-it talk right now, Chauncey. Fixing games, I'm not big on.
But they're not. They won by 24 points yesterday.
But I don't like the thought of them trying to lose. You know what I mean? It's weird. It's a weird thing in sports.
Anytime you hear that term, tanking
sucks.
They're trying to lose.
Think about the fan base. I mean, if you know your team's trying to lose, it's not exactly a very fun place to be.
No.
Why would you go to a game if that was the case? Or watch a game?
I don't understand it.
So.
I don't want to talk about it. Congratulations. What was the final?
34-10. That's too bad, Farley.
Yeah, sometimes teams want to lose to get better players, and in college football, you want to win to get better players.
Right. I like that better.
Yeah.
I don't like the tanking thing.
Anyway. Tanking
You're
sucks.
Not tanking. McDaniel bought himself time.
Is that? Yep. Another week for Mike McDaniel. They'll play the Ravens this week on Thursday Night Football. Lamar Jackson likely back for that game in Miami.
Mm-hmm.
But that was fun.
The Bengals were up 15 and lost to the Jets. Up 15. Then they had a chance to still get a field goal at the end, and it was horrific. It'll be a very tough.
That was in Cincinnati, too.
Yes.
They gave up 39.
They scored 38 with Flacco. They scored 38 points.
Lost. Like, you can't blame Flacco. Again, they didn't score the last round, but you can't blame Flacco. 38 points is enough to win a football game. Almost every game this week, that wins a football game. But not against the Jets somehow in Cincy.
The Jets, who hadn't scored enough to win one game.
Well, they had by far the worst offense in the NFL.
They had the worst offense in the NFL. Yeah. Who was the quarterback?
It was Justin Fields.
Was it Fields?
Who got criticized by Woody Johnson, the owner of the Jets. He got called out. The owner of the Jets called out the quarterback. And so as of Thursday or Friday, Aaron Glenn did not have a quarterback. They said, I don't have a guy. I don't know who's starting the game. Because Tyrod Taylor was battling an injury, but he was likely to give me the quarterback.
How did he get injured?
Something in the previous game. He's old now. Tyrod's
really old.
I'm telling you right now, Flacco is a starting quarterback next year in the NFL.
He
will be the starter someplace. Someone's going to be like, no. We don't have anything even close to this. There's a lot of teams that don't have anything close to him right now. I said it right away. I watched the second half of the Bengals game. I go, ball looks pretty good.
Does that team have someone?
Comes out pretty good.
We'll listen to Flacco.
I'm just telling you right now, he'll be a starter. And the guy's going to be like, 42, 43 years old?
I think he'll be 42 next year.
He's great. He's really great. Yeah.
Well, you know what? He ran for a first down on third and 12. I'm like, that a boy, Joe. That a boy.
Look good.
He got legs. Oh, it was very slow, but he got the first down. Nobody took him seriously. And so he ran around everybody.
He's
a
pretty
got
big
the
dude,
first.
Right? He's a big dude.
He's big. So congrats to the Jets.
Who won that game last night? I fell asleep.
Packers 35-25. It was 16-7 Pittsburgh at halftime. And then they said, okay, enough's enough. Let's beat these guys down. And they did.
That's what was said in the locker room? Enough's enough.
LaFleur's like, really, guys? Are we gonna toy with these guys?
Hey, guys, enough's enough.
I was there. My buddy Seth was at the game. I told
Seth.
Seth was is a Packers fan. He was in Pittsburgh for the game last night.
How about that?
Happy man this morning seeing his Packers beat the Steelers.
And then does he stay up there for a little while?
No, he's coming back today.
So he's not doing any like he's not like at some lawn care.
No, this is not a business
sort of convention
thing,
or something.
You could expo.
You could expense this, Seth. Take this
expo. What lawn care means to me.
Right. You're right.
Like that.
If he was smart,
emotional, people just emotionally breaking down.
I should have told him, man, hey, go find some sort of an event so you can expense this.
Mm. Yes.
But I don't think that he did. Just pure enjoyment.
What did you tell him? Go find
some sort of event so you could make it a work trip, basically.
Look at you,
he owns his own business.
Couldn't he go to a local golf course or something and say, hey, what are you guys doing for nitrogen? What is your, what's your fertilizer situation?
I asked a question.
Yeah,
check.
Work trip. Right there. Work trip.
Yes. Hustler.
Just trying to work
God
the system.
I wish my accountant was that good. Yeah. Can't get him to
no write off.
I don't want to
get some write offs. That's what you need.
I'm in arrears. Yeah. I'm gonna be in jail.
no felonies after 50,
yeah,
right?
Well, yeah,
I couldn't imagine the dishevelment if all of a sudden the IRS came in and just wanted to talk to you. Well, anybody though,
nice knowing you, Steve.
That'd be anybody.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about something more pleasant
than the IRS
hitting your head on the sidewalk. What? Any other football news from yesterday?
Well, we'll get to a lot of that. I mean, there was a firing. Brian,
there was a fire.
Brian Kelly's.
When
are
we gonna hit on that? Because I have a storyline with that.
Okay.
I was gonna try to hope to 6:30, but we can do it right now if you want, because it's part of the A&M victory. But if you want to hit right now, you sure can.
So we're not doing idle chit chat then.
We're
not going to talk about my dad getting his pheasant. We're just going to.
Oh, wait a second. Your dad got a pheasant?
We're just going to blow right through that.
We can wait on Kelly.
That's why I was going to hold that for 6:30 so we could keep doing idle chit chat. That's what I said. What happened with your pheasant?
Pheasants forever. Come on.
He got his pheasant again. The streak is alive.
Where and when?
It probably about 9 o'clock, just to the west of Burt Lingenfelter's land.
No.
Yes. We're on our way to Burt Lingenfelter's land when this all went down.
Is this in Iowa?
No, not at all. Nebraska, by Plainview. He lived in Iowa for a while. Don't let that confuse you. Bert said he never farmed in Iowa. He just lived there for a little bit. Yes, his wife was an administrator there. But yeah, so the year is 1944. So he's gotten a pheasant every year since 1944.
And how is that possible?
He's 90. There's not many guys in their 90s hunting pheasants right now. And then he also used the exact same gun. Hmm. And he told me that when I talked to him Saturday night, we were sitting there watching some football, and he goes, you know, the gun's older than that. He said, I got the gun. I traded for it, he said. He traded a guy at a trap shoot for this other gun. And he said the gun's probably maybe 7-8 years old. So the gun was most likely was built in the 30s was when the gun was made. And that's the only gun he's ever shot.
Still working good.
16-gauge Model 12. Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
So anyway,
He got it.
It was exciting.
Yeah. It was Saturday morning, right?
Saturday morning. When it all went down.
Yes.
Saturday morning.
I had already had my bird in the bag. So my streak now is at 2 years.
I was going to ask.
Right.
At 2 years now. I had a lot to keep up with.
Yeah, you got
a ways to go.
44 more years.
Yes, but more than that. It'd be a lot more than that.
What's your dad's?
1944. So he's he's like in the 70s. Like 70
straight
years.
Yeah, you're not going
to
make it.
No.
I hate to break it to you.
I'm doing the math here in my head. But anyway,
congratulations to Ron.
Yeah, we have a photo of everyone out there that was hunting with him when it happened. He had four generations.
Jeez.
So it was dad, me, Shindaddy was there, of course. Shindaddy got a pheasant.
I saw that on Facebook.
Shindaddy got
picture.
A pheasant. Yes. And then his son, his grandson Skyler, and then his two kids were there, Ella and Sawyer Schindler.
Was it a gorgeous day?
Actually, it's pretty nice. It was kind of a cool day. It was overcast. I liked it.
You like that?
Yeah.
You really like that. Yes, yeah. Yesterday was was it mostly overcast yesterday?
I didn't mind yesterday, too. It was a little chilly.
It was like 60 was chill
in the air.
Yesterday.
What's our weather like this week, Jake?
I think it's all in the 50s.
Whip it out. phone.
The phone. Thank you.
I was going to say, things just took a turn there for a second.
I meant the phone to whip it out to read the weather.
From today through next Tuesday, so the next 10 days, we're looking at the highest high would be on Sunday of 62. The lowest high is 50 on Saturday. But there's some rain tomorrow and Wednesday.
A lot of rain coming, I think. Farmers, I hope they're pushing through. Hope they worked all night.
But I'm still seeing the lows. At the lowest low is 34. So that's not freezing yet.
This is insane. We usually get a frost sometime late September, early October.
So that's going into like November 4th. That's November 4th. Nothing below 32 still.
And what does that cause a problem for? The lawn. The lawn problem.
Does it?
Oh, yeah. It's a big lawn problem.
Because you got to keep mowing?
Yeah, you got to keep mowing. One frost shuts it down. And now it is significantly slower now. Yeah. Significantly. This isn't like July 4th.
Yeah, Sophie hasn't mowed my lawn like 3 weeks. Yeah. It's fine. I don't care. It looks good.
It's not probably growing at all.
Not much.
It's pretty good still.
Yeah.
Good. What was the was there euphoria from Ron when he got the bird at all or
he
not?
It was euphoria from everyone. I saw the bird where it went down. And so my nephew, Skyler, and we had dogs also like that. So there was a run to the area to where the bird was down.
Did you run?
Yeah, there was running in fields.
Did you run?
Yeah, I did. I ran in fields.
Really?
My dad can attest to that. And so
you got to be careful.
Skyler got there first, and the bird was raised, and then the first thing that we yelled was, "Streak's alive! The streak's alive!" And he's got like 500 likes on Facebook. It's
nice.
Your good friend, the lawyer of the stars, Mossman, says it's the best streak there is in sports. The best streak in sports. Yes, Mossman has said that.
Mossman could have been a sportsman.
We have a text to it because Spencer on the text line says, "Guys, 1944 to 2025 is 81 years in a row. Bill, that'll put you at over 140 to match it. Good luck, my friend. Good luck."
Hey, wait a second. 81 years.
Yes, 81 years. That's
God
a good.
Dang, that is remarkable.
Yeah, nine years old.
Bill will be 140 years old.
That is a test.
I kind of want to see it.
Well, Bill's back out there. This is someone I talked to. Dad, I said, I go last year. Dad, I said, I think you're actually even feel better than you did last year. And he goes, I did. He goes. He's kind of having trouble getting around a little bit. He's 90. He's almost 91.
90.
He's Ron. Like, having a little and he's got firearms in his hand. Think about that one.
That's fine.
That doesn't happen a lot.
He's with it, though.
He can handle it. It's fine.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you were running in the field.
Yes, running the field.
You need to be careful.
I went down last year to try to get in the ditch. I was in a hurry to get across the field again to try to help my dad. And I went into a hole in the ditch, and I thought it was MCL, ACL, PCL.
Oh,
I thought it was all three.
That's what I mean.
And also compound fracture, I felt.
Yeah,
and it came away with nothing, but it was it wasn't good.
Yeah, you can't afford that. I mean, you can afford it. Obviously, you can afford it. You're well-to-do, but you can't.
You cannot afford that at this age. A major. That's why people say, hey, you playing some pickleball? No, that's an Achilles written all over it, and you don't recover from that from this
God
age.
God dang, I'm glad we had this conversation.
Yes.
You gotta
You're on
watch
the same
it.
Page there.
Well,
same
you just gotta watch it.
Gotta watch that. Streak's alive.
81 years in a row.
Congratulations,
Ron.
That's
impressive.
Yeah. He's regal. I imagine your mom was thrilled.
I would think that if he wants a gift card to Val's, he's already won Mozzarella Monday.
That's the case.
I mean, 81 straight. Good luck beating that.
Yeah,
anybody.
Good luck.
It's already been set.
I've never talked to Val's for. Two cards.
Yeah, I just give a bonus.
Better talk for two cards on that one.
No
one's beating.
You can't even. Why would you submit something? Yeah, okay. Why would you submit to
we'll
that?
We'll still have the contest. Ron gets his
Ron's
own for
the winner.
Sure. We should just do another segment. Other than that,
Yes, Ron will win that.
Easily. Anything else? I don't chit chat.
I got nothing. I was at work yesterday. I got nothing. Nothing.
No NBA news.
I watched.
Did you watch the Heat last night?
Oh, I watched Indiana. I watched Indiana and. To Timberwolves, so I wasn't going to bring it up.
Was there a good ball? Was there
too
good,
late?
Was there a good? Was there a good ball movement?
Yeah, it was a good game. I watched
watch
the last
Ant?
7 minutes.
You probably
Ant's hurt.
Ant's hurt.
First hand, he looked like a hamstring early in the game. No, come on, you guys don't do this to me.
Hey, we care.
No, we asked if the. You know what I want to see? Here's what I want to see the most: college or pro. I want to see a big guy about 7 foot down in the low post and someone feeds the ball into him. I want to see a lob pass into the post. I want to see someone into the post. I want to see some inside out movement.
I, have, I don't know that I saw that.
We had it with Zach Edey just not long ago.
I want to
bring
wanna,
back Zach Edey type again.
Just I want to like see post
a baby
play.
Hook.
Yes, a bunny hook in the a bunny hook in the lane would be sweet to see.
Yeah, Gobert.
Yeah,
Rudy Gobert.
Yeah, Gobert is like 7'3" or 2", right?
He's like 7'2".
But he doesn't. Man. I don't know how much he's playing with his back to the rim.
You know? Schmuddy, are you listening to
he's
me?
He's like an offense
Coach Schmuddy,
optional
can we get some,
guy. He's
can we get some back to the back. That was a skill. You asked me, how do you play? I play with my back to the basket. That's the right play.
It was taught to guards in our day.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. How to feed him properly. Yeah. To put the ball in the right spot.
Left hook. I could do a left-handed hook, too. Right hand and left hand.
Imagine how many times. I mean, how many assists.
Don't.
You know how many assists Magic Johnson has going into Kareem in the low
oh,
post?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, just
thousands.
Back and down. You don't see the just the pure back down.
Here's the part on the baseline. Kareem would make hooks from 12 to 14 feet. Not bunny hooks. Full on, like you should. It's like it was
like a jumper.
Like a jumper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He did.
So then, so LeBron's number one scorer. Is he the correct? He won
all
that
time.
Now? All time.
Yeah.
Kareem's second. And the shot that he used the most doesn't exist anymore.
Nope. Not really.
And it was unblockable.
Not a pure. Some guys kind of roll up a hook sometimes.
It was
not,
unblockable.
Yeah. Did Ron teach you to throw entry passes?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Bounce pass,
yeah, to mugs.
There.
Yeah.
Bounce it in there.
Oh no, not usually. No. Bounce would come in tight. The key is to put it on the side where the defender's at.
I
where
think
he's
you
not
bounce
at.
That.
I went high too. I went a lot of different stuff.
You didn't play in the
A. Yeah. I remember your guys' in-depth runs into the state tournament. Did some
Columbus,
research on
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
We
yeah.
were 9-10.
Yeah.
We lost 7 straight, including to York.
It happens. Idle chit-chat. I don't know if I have anything else.
Come on.
I was at the game
put
Saturday.
Put your light on. Why don't you talk about your light?
I had a Dolphins light downstairs. Yeah, the neon
yeah,
light.
That freaked us out. Victory light's on me. Right
it,
away. Me
it was.
I had no idea.
I had no idea I had a victory light.
Victory light is on. I've got a neon light that turns on never because the Dolphins never win. So when they occasionally win, I have to respect the win and turn it on. Now, if it were like every year 12-5, 13-4, it might get a little old putting that on.
No, it's not. I shouldn't though, Jake. Always put the victory light on. Put it on.
I just think it means more when you suck and you don't get to put it on more. So I'm like, yep. The moment the game was over, I didn't wait. It was mid fourth quarter. Game was over, but it wasn't. The moment it was zeros downstairs, boom, lights on. The
victory
rest of the
light.
Night, victory lights on.
Did you have to explain it to Scotland?
I did, actually. I brought it over and said, see, this is a rare light in this house turning on. That means the Dolphins actually won today.
It might have cost you, though, Jake.
I know.
Now they're gonna extend McDaniel.
Don't say these words.
They're giving an extension.
Don't say that.
The GM is Peacock.
Greer.
The GM is peacocking around
it.
Right
stop
now.
Stop it. Just stop right now.
Oh, he's probably sending a text out to...
to who?
Who's that?
Stephen Ross.
What's that?
The owner?
The owner, probably.
Stephen
Ross. Yeah, Stephen Ross.
Very well.
Thanks for keeping us. We'll keep this mediocre for you, pal.
That's all
what
right.
He said.
You want to win.
Lee Sterling's getting a text.
I texted Lee yesterday.
Did you?
He was upstairs. Like, this doesn't help us out.
Yeah, it doesn't. It didn't solve any
texted
problems.
Texted Sterling.
You text Lee Sterling.
Occasionally.
We don't even have Lee's. Do you have Lee's number?
I also told them what I'd win for the Heat as well. The Heat won. They beat the Knicks last night.
They did.
That's NBA talk for me. How about that?
Wait a second. The Heat beat the Knicks?
Yes. 115-109.
Who's your best player?
Norman Powell. Bam Adebayo.
Yeah, Bam's probably your best player, right?
Yeah, it's a team of guys.
Tell you right now, if I text Lee Sterling and say, hey, Lee, good win yesterday, Bill Bush, he'd be like, you have no idea who I am. No idea.
Who is this?
He knows Jake. He has no idea.
Yeah, he wouldn't know us.
No, would not know
you
us. He talks to us like he does on the show. He really has no idea.
I have dined with Lee Sterling before.
Okay, now you're just,
now you're showing
now you're
up.
Just flexing.
Okay, yeah, really, Jake.
And his wife in Miami.
Yeah. Okay, now
yeah,
it's really,
now it's really big, yeah.
That was like 4 years ago. It was fun.
With his wife.
Were you at Shula's?
Hey guys, it's Jake Sorensen. The holidays sneak up fast, but it's not too early to get your shopping done and actually have fun with it. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers, history buffs, and diehard football fans to foodies, mixologists, and avid gardeners. You'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else. When you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small, independent businesses. Many of their handcrafted products are made in small batches, so shop now before they sell out this holiday season. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3 million to date. So shop early, have fun, and cross some names off your list today. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
No, we were at an incredible seafood place, like right on the ocean. And I forget what part of Miami, but it was awesome. It's phenomenal.
What a life you
have. What a life. What he lives a life.
He made us try oysters. I about gagged. They were horrible, but that's a big thing down there.
I like them.
I like them.
Yeah, very salty.
I'm not as big on them.
They
now,
are
so
very salty.
I get to slurp it. It's like, this is nasty. Not right.
All right.
That is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by 738 Ag. You need seed, chemicals, fertilizer,
Joey!
Or someone to run the sprayer for you. 738 Ag runs the whole show. Custom application included. Learn more today at 738ag.com.
Joey, let us know. I think the last shot it looked like from the combine that you were about done. Let me know if things have completed because you're under a rain watch.
Oh, yeah.
Rain watch.
Everyone's under a rain watch. I hope
tomorrow,
the farmers
Wednesday.
Are going. Hope some guys getting some waking up about right now, hoping to get out in the field. I got some rain coming. It's going to shut them down for about 4 or 5 days.
Oh.
The one time I saw, Tuesday was 95% chance of rain.
Yes, that's what mine said
95. That's pretty high, especially for 2 days out.
Damn.
It's coming.
That's not good for bullet.
It's okay.
No, it's not. Yeah, it's not. Yeah, this is.
It's just one day. It may be Wednesday, but done after that. Nebraska played football on Saturday at Memorial Stadium.
Big win.
It was 11 a.m. I didn't think they, it was a sluggish first half, 7-6, still entertaining second half. Nebraska at one point led by 15 points, 21-6.
Let me look at my notes.
That lead was gone with 11-16 to go in the fourth quarter after a 56-yard run by Komolafe, running back for Northwestern.
Komolafe.
And then Raiola throws a pick the next drive. They throw a pick right back after a couple plays. Long drive for Nebraska. Huskers pull it off. They win 28-21. Bowl season is upon us for Nebraska. They'll make a bowl game. And it's another roller coaster game, though, with a lot of highs and lows on Saturday in Lincoln. But they won.
Steve, you're there. Paint a picture. I did see entire game.
There was a lot of consternation at halftime. Jake and you, well, there's a lot of talk.
I didn't want to text, but Jake texted after the interception at 21-all.
Well, hold on.
Yeah, we'll keep that one to ourselves.
I'm gonna look at what I said.
It was interesting.
Jake, come
on. I'm gonna look at it right now.
See what I said. All the talk at halftime was about the 4th-and-1. Okay, so what's the score? It was 7-6.
Is that the one on the Raiola fumble you're talking about?
Yeah, where the play got blown up. What would you call that play where he rolls right and is looking for Emmett Johnson like in a flat?
You usually use the sprint out. I always use the term "show it to him, throw it to him."
Okay.
Generally, in the play, you reverse out, you fake it to the tailback,
right,
and the tailback continues on out into the flat.
Like a flat route.
And it's a difficult man beater, is what it is. And that was
they blew it
and
up
and they covered it.
Yeah.
And then Rella tried to make a play, and whoever punched the ball out was a teach tape on how to punch a ball out.
So the talk was, what do you do there? Should you have kicked the field goal? It's 7-6. It would have been like a 43-yarder into the wind. He'd already Kunan and
pushed one way right earlier.
It already missed.
There's two things that come up a lot in this situation. This is for all coaches. You get the analytics say.
Yeah.
But sometimes there's analytics say, what's my team say? What's going on? What's analytics say about and then on the other side? Because at that point in time, hindsight's easy to say, but
I know
I am more so on the side of kicking balls now. Mm-hmm. I just see a lot of fails on fourth down when they're in field goal range.
Yeah.
And so I've seen a lot of those. And also in this game, as it turned out, Northwestern got to 21,
mm-hmm,
but it wasn't anytime watching that game, you're going, how are we going to slow Northwestern down? I didn't think that was the case at all.
No, not really.
So it was like, so a 3 points would have been.
So there's a lot of, you asked a question.
There's a lot to it.
There was a lot of hand-wringing at halftime.
Yes.
But that quickly went away, though.
Yes, because to start the second half, Kenneth Williams goes 90 5 yards for a kickoff return touchdown. It was beautiful. Makes it 14-6.
And Nebraska. Then what?
And then Nebraska gets the ball back. They have a drive of, how many yards was it? 3 plays, 32 yards, and Isaiah Hunter, 12-yard touchdown pass.
After an interception.
And you're breathing easily. It was 7:40 to go in the third quarter. Nebraska leads by 15. People are happy. There's happiness at Memorial Stadium. That was a quick-lived happiness. Short-lived happiness.
They did. I mean, back to the... They got a big pick. Donovan Jones got a pick.
Yes, he did. Yeah.
So the special teams and defense set him up. You would think for an easy win, maybe, right? No go.
The other thing that I'll go back on quickly is that with that pick,
Donovan
Jones, they did a really good job, Northwestern, of picking things up. They had a simulated pressure. Looks as if they might be bringing six, and they don't. They dropped interior guys out. And Preston Stone made a really good move. And to get out of it, he could have kept it for a big chunk of yardage. Instead, he throws it and just throws it off the hands of the Northwestern. He tipped it.
Oh, he tipped it.
It went off the offensive receiver's hands. There was no tip ball to it.
Oh, I thought it was a tip ball.
And then it was just a bad throw. Preston Stone, we said, was extremely limited. It was more limited than I could ever imagine. He threw a 12-yard curl in the first half, and it took everything he had.
Yeah.
He fell down on the throw, trying to get enough power behind it. In the throw, the later interception that he threw to Wright,
yeah,
I don't know how you don't see him. I mean, he threw it
chest. Wright was kind of like he just the ref. Now Wright didn't use the ref, but it kind of looked like he used it. Yeah. He didn't.
But how he didn't have any when you know it's zone coverage. But some of the throws that were made by Preston Stone, it was like wow. There was he had one in the fourth quarter when they were driving to tie it. He had a guy wide open. He skipped it 5 yards in front of him.
Yeah, that was horrible.
He skipped it 5 yards.
He would have had 15, 16 yards.
Yeah.
And the guy's like, really? The guy's like, seriously?
It wasn't like even close.
It was awful.
The ball skipped to him. So that was something. I thought Preston Stone, I said last week, nothing on the outside. Got to be interior throws because he didn't have the arm strength to do it. And then it was more limited than what I had ever imagined.
I think that drive was... The game-ending drive. Like
that was the game-ending drive.
They're trying to tie it up. They had two big plays to get the 39-yard line, and then they just fail it. And that was one of the plays. Like, you had him. You had 20 yards there, and you just skipped it 5 yards short. His numbers, 15 for 29, 159, no touchdowns, two picks, no sacks taken.
I mean, that's Preston a bad day. Stone. That's a bad day.
Not very good.
But, again, this goes back to you feel like you're trending toward a comfortable win. And then... There is, you know, the refs are the talk of the game by fans, as they always are, but it's 21-6. Northwestern gets benefited by at least one or two rep calls by the refs to make, you know, get to the touchdown on a 9-play, 78-yard drive.
The one on the throw on the bobbled catch from TV.
That's fourth down.
From TV.
Yes.
That sure appeared to be a horrific call because if you'd have caught it the first time.
Yes, it's first down.
It's by a first down, or you'd give him the first down. Off the bobble.
He bobbled his foot short.
Like, it looks like, and then there's nothing right, there's no picture right on the line. I just don't know how that happened. I really don't.
And it looked at it for a long time, and they still got it wrong. There's no way that catch exists in a space where that was a first down.
I think it had to be the only reason that they said why they didn't call it, they have to just say, we didn't have a camera angle right down, like a goal line shot. They didn't have that angle. But I couldn't imagine that. I mean, why I'm going like, I go, that's not a first down.
I'm curious, because I saw you and everybody in the media tweet that there's no way it's a catch. What was the reaction in the press box when they said that was actually a first down? Because everybody's rightfully so said, there's no way that's a first down.
Did you tweet that, Steve?
Right? He did.
Real time?
Yeah,
and you were right, though. It was a bad call.
Yeah, I mean, it was clearly. There's just disgust. You don't have a don't have a lot of time.
What does disgust sound like?
I don't know. I don't hear a lot. I don't hear a lot other than Robin on one side of me and Sean on the other. It was a bad call.
Yeah,
it was a fourth and three. It was a big call, too.
Yeah, it was.
It was a critical call. And they went on to score two plays later. It was a long challenge. I don't know, Bill. You got to get your guys ready to get kind of reload.
Yeah, regroup like that.
Yeah.
And so the play of the game was that a fourth down or third and short?
That was a fourth and short.
Fourth and short when it busted out for about 15.
No.
Oh, no. I'm sorry.
That was the third for Northwestern?
Northwestern.
The holding call?
No. The long run for a touchdown by Northwestern.
Ooh, what was that?
That was kind of the play of the game, in my opinion.
Yeah.
to get Northwestern back in it.
Yeah. To make it. Let's
check and see for sure. Yeah. I forget that was. I think it was fourth down.
Yeah. It was short yardage. There's no doubt about that. It was short yardage. And it was because if they've got balled
up. That make the score?
21-all.
21-all.
They got the two-point play. Let me check this.
It was third and two.
Third and two?
Yeah, it was third and two, and he bounced it right.
Yep, third and two is correct. Yeah. Got it.
So I was telling Sip before the game, containment is the level of the ball. So that's what containment is. So to be able to contain, you have to have that level of the ball. I didn't go back. They really didn't show it on TV real well as far. I mean, they showed it, but I wasn't looking like who it was. But obviously, there's somebody clearly defined to be on the edge of the defense.
He crashed.
He crashed.
He did. I watched on TikTok, and I don't even want to identify him. I don't know, and I wouldn't want to. But somebody crashed hard and just gave up leverage. So he bounced it, and there he went.
Asked this on to you guys here at the stool. As I was watching that with my dad, we watched it. We actually looked at each other during the play. It seemed like it took to run that 50 yards 6 to 7 seconds.
And that was Kamalafe?
He's not the fastest running back.
Farley thought he was a 5'9", 40. That's probably a little slow. I mean, a little off. But it looked like it was a bizarre watching the play happen. Because I kept thinking on TV that someone's going to show up.
Nope.
Now, probably your view from a top, Steve, was different.
Yeah, he looked slow, though. He did.
Yeah. Nobody was there to catch him.
He's pretty good back, though.
Yeah, I mean, solid.
He had a good game.
Yeah.
His stats.
Like you said, the stats were odd. I didn't realize that Northwestern had more yards than Nebraska.
Caleb Komolafe, the running back, 17 carries for 125, 2 touchdowns. Yes, on the game, numbers-wise for total yards, Northwestern had 331, Nebraska 296 in the game.
Yeah, I wouldn't have guessed that. Just when the game was over, I went through stats last night at a bunch of games. I'm going to see what the stats were for this one. That surprised me.
Stats are odd. Nebraska, you can say their defense, they have not given up 400 yards this year.
Really?
No. The last time that's happened is like 2009. They made it eight games.
Interesting.
I know. It's interesting because you don't say, oh man, they're playing killer defense all the time.
But that goes back to what we said before the season. You know, Nebraska didn't have a juggernaut offense. You know, last that they're facing Indiana.
Oh, no, not there.
Was a juggernaut offense last year.
Juggernauts. No.
Yeah. Even Michigan is so far from a juggernaut. Right now, you watch them play against Michigan State.
Yeah.
They threw for 80 yards against Michigan State.
Yeah, Bryce struggles passing.
Yeah,
he
threw
does.
For 80. Yeah, and I
watched a lot of that game.
The score was like
Underwood struggles.
It was 31-20. Yeah. He does. I mean, right now he's a true freshman. That's all I can say.
Was that
but
the
he
final?
Looks like
yeah,
a,
it was.
But he looks like a true freshman. That in my mind, I don't expect a breakout sophomore.
You don't.
I don't expect to be. Oh, he's going to be a breakout.
He's got zip on the pass. It just has. It's just not. It's not right now. Him, it looks so uncomfortable passing the football.
Really,
for that whole offense.
I'd have a hard time believing. Is it Jake Hayner? Is that his name from Fresno State?
Yes,
transferred there.
Mikey Keene.
That he's not better. In the future, no.
I haven't seen a lot of Underwood.
Right now, I would think you'd be better off because Underwood's not this giant threat to run the football.
Well, he's a big horse, though, man. He's a good-looking player.
I'm telling you, the Fresno guy would throw for 2-something.
Mikey Keene last year at Fresno State, 70% completion, 18 touchdowns, 11 picks, just shy of 3,000 yards.
I'm not taking you on. I liked Underwood, but I only saw him one game. I've only seen him one game.
He's not looked. It's not been good. He's a true freshman. He's a true freshman. I'm watching the true freshman play for Pitt. Watch him.
Yeah, he's a good little guy.
Yeah, he's just a really good quarterback.
I wanted to point out that, again, it was a shaky fourth quarter for a while after they tied it up to make it 21-all, and then Dylan throws a pick the first play. Huskers get it back on a pick. But the scoring drive for Nebraska, 13 plays, 64 yards, in 6 minutes and 27 seconds. They convert 4 third downs, 3 third and sevens.
All pass plays.
Yeah. They were very good.
They were great plays by Dylan. Dylan made great plays on third down.
Yeah. Thank you for pointing
after
that out.
After a really bad pick, he bounced back and made a really, really good drive for the game sealing touchdown. And you got to commend him for that.
Northwestern has to be sick, whoever that DB is that missed the tackle on
On 6?
On Dane Key?
On Dane Key.
It would have been third and seven
at the 29.
He'd have been about 3 yards short. I think they would have had to have kicked.
Yeah.
I think they would have had to have kicked.
It was third and seven at Northwestern's 29, and you're right, he broke a tackle.
Yeah, it's a great job. He broke the tackle, so all credit to him.
I thought on the first third down conversion that Emmett did a good job to get to the stick. His third and seven.
Yes.
These were all third and longs.
There was times you look at certain coaching errors on that third and seven. I'm watching the guy that's in man-to-man coverage on Emmett.
Uh-huh.
On the snap of the ball, he backpedals. It's like, it's third and seven. You're on a running back.
Come on,
dude. If he runs a go route, I'm gonna roll into him and hope for the best. But that's not his main. I mean, he's gonna run something underneath route, that's just one of those coaching errors. That those are the discussions.
Is that a coaching error or a player error?
You don't know that for sure. I don't know how that matched up. But like I said, but I know this. Those are the things that get talked about. You're in the staff meeting on Sunday, and you're like, how can this happen?
Because it's a little thing, it seems like.
How can we be on a running back at third and seven, and our technique is this?
Is a corner?
And the thing was, it was man coverage, but they weren't. It was not a linebacker. But maybe I don't believe it was. I thought it was a DB-ish type.
He barely got the first down. Yeah. It was an Amir Abdullah type deal. Yeah. He had to twist his body to get it. So that was good.
By the way, Emmett on the game. Got to give him kudos too. Again, he is fifth in the country in rushing yards. Saturday, 27 carries, 124, two touchdowns, also two catches for 15 yards. That critical third down he caught there in the final drive.
He might be a first-team All Big Ten back.
He's second
in the league in rushing.
Yeah, could be.
He could be first-team All Big Ten.
He's second
in the league in rushing,
and he's fifth in the country. Yeah.
Most of those positions on all league runners. A lot of it is based off of that stats. Okay. If you have numbers like that, it'd be really hard to say, okay, he's second or he's whatever. Say you're first in the league in rushing, and then you're third team all Big Ten. That won't happen.
Yeah, I don't know who you'd put ahead of him. You know who's number three is a guy I wouldn't even recognize. Antoine Raymond.
Rutgers.
Yes. Jonah Coleman's fourth. Doesn't have near the numbers. Catron Allen's fifth. They don't have near the numbers.
Jonah Coleman, you'd like to have
him. Oh, I like him. Yeah, big dude. Good.
Washington.
Big dude.
They blew out Illinois, by the way.
Did they? Yeah. Blew them out?
Yeah.
By 10-plus, I think, something like that. I know it was double-digit.
Washington's really
good
at home.
Yeah.
Really good at home.
They put up 45.
There you go.
They put up 45 points on them.
Nebraska's bowl eligible.
Yes.
Which extends the season, which I'm happy about. I hate being dark in December because then you don't have anything to write about. So that
I just checked right now, a second ago, the line for USC-Nebraska. USC 6.5-point favorites as of this moment right now. Open up at 4.5. It's jumped to 6.5 in favor of USC.
Man.
But bowl game. Yeah. Breast going bowling.
Yeah. Wow. Did you say 6.5?
Yes. For the first time since 2000, since 2016. This is the first time since 2016 you enter November bowl eligible, which is a story in itself. But before we get to break, though, if you are hungry, for breakfast, brunch, or lunch in downtown Lincoln.
Is Greg getting anything done?
Where might you send the breakers to, Bill?
The Bird!
Not late.
Not late, Bird.
Early Bird is
not moderate Bird.
Right now till 2 p.m. every day of the week. They've got breakfast.
Tacos, where's the location?
19th and K, and they have free and spacious parking.
Spacious. It's a space and a half.
It's spacious.
Space and a half. If you're driving a Sprinter van, you have a spot
to
park.
You can get in there.
You can get in there. If you're driving a Sprinter van, plenty of room for you.
There's other businesses you can park in their area, too.
Yeah, yes, exactly.
They'll accept you.
They're not that busy.
They understand the rules.
They're not that busy. Just park down a couple out of road down. You have all the room you ever wanted.
Breakfast.
They're probably annoyed by the Bird.
They might be.
Because all the people.
All the people. Yeah.
They flock there.
Hey, come on in here. Selling some trinkets. Nah, I'm going to go to Early Bird.
Breakfast tacos, breakfast nachos, French toast, pancakes,
Jake's
waffles.
Upset with this.
And the world famous hash holes.
Hash holes.
Hash holes.
Stop by today at 19th and K. Early Bird open till 2 p.m. When we come back, Texas A&M pummeled LSU so badly that Brian Kelly is out of a job. We'll discuss it next in Early Break on the Ticket.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.